In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have one rule for worship, one. And tonight I almost broke it. My rule for worship is this. No matter what we do, God shows up. I'm reminded this almost every week when we get ready to walk down the aisle with our acolytes. And because we just relaunched our acolyte program, almost every single one of our acolytes is brand new. And so we almost always have someone who is terrified that they are going to mess up. And so right before we walk down the aisle, I usually say, no matter what you do, God will show up. Now, I had to give the choir this talk this week, too, because most of them came down with what I have dubbed the Patrick Plague and were worried that they would be unable to sing tonight in one of their favorite services of the year. And so I said to them, no matter what we do, even if you're all sick, God still shows up. And then this morning when I woke up, I came down with the Patrick's Plague. And all day long I have been in some sort of antihistamine, decongestant, medically induced stupor. I've written 3 sermons today, none of which made any sense or were profound enough to offer at the birth of our Christ. And so at 5:30, almost 30 minutes before go time for our first service, I found myself asking, if the priest is sick, does God show up? And then I remembered, number one, my own advice, and number two, that this is Christmas. This, of all days, is the day in which we celebrate the fact that no matter what we do, God shows up. No matter how sick your priest is, or how many acolytes cancel, or if choir members are coughing, or if there are flood warnings, or we are able to chant or not chant, or see or not see, God shows up. Because that's what God does. God always shows up. We're here to celebrate tonight the fact that God showed up 2,000 years ago and that God shows up continually over and over again. Now, whether you're here because you really, really, really believe or partially believe or here to make a parent happy, you're expecting some version of this story that God shows up. You expect some sort of joy of new birth or a feeling of radiating peace that comes from holding a newborn life. And even if you are sitting here and have never picked up a Bible, my guess is you know the story about God showing up. Tonight's story. The one where in the beginning, before we existed, God had already shown up and was already here. And God created the heavens and the earth and made us in God's image. And humankind rebelled, making relationship between us and God broken. And then you know that story that we read that over and over and over again, God continued to make God's self known to us because God loved us and wanted that relationship restored. Now, sometimes in our story, we know that God showed up where people most expected God to show up. In temples or on mountaintops or in rainbows or on hillsides. But sometimes God showed up in places that were completely unexpected. In wildernesses and deserts. But no matter what happened, God continually showed up. And sometimes when God showed up, we as God's people got it right. And other times, we strayed further and further away. And then we reach our story for today. The one where God shows up in one of the most unexpected places. Because after trying burning bushes and clouds and mountains and pillars of fire and prophets, finally God says, maybe I'll get their attention if I show up as one of them. And not in some grown, powerful, royal form, but in the form of a poor infant to an unwed couple, far away from home, not near any family, alone, not even able to find a place to stay. And there, in the midst of a stable, in the midst of barnyard animals, in the midst of filth and goo and all the things that come with animals, God was born. In the midst of discomfort, God showed up. In the midst of an unwed family with no family members around, God showed up. In darkness, God showed up. God showed up for Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. And if there was ever an unexpected place for God to show up, it was really with the shepherds. Now, shepherds really weren't considered religious people. I'm sure that perhaps they looked at the night sky and pondered and prayed. But based on their profession, they were constantly unclean. And because they were out in the fields, they were never able to get to church. And everybody else thought that they were dirty and smelly, and no one really liked them. And yet these are the very people who God shows up to, who the angels visit to let see the newborn Christ first. For as soon as that child was born, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds and said, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news." And it's good news for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. God showed up. This is what God does. God always shows up in familiar places and unfamiliar places, in the known and the unknown, in the uncomfortable and the comfortable. God shows up because that's what God does. And God keeps showing up until we start to get it. So God is always going to show up and love us when we are sick and appear to us in mountains when we are on top of the world and make himself known to us when we are lost in the valley. And whether there are sick clergy or coughing choir members or aging adults or dirty shepherds or pregnant teenagers, whatever we are, God is going to keep showing up and keep calling us home. We, like the shepherds, just have to be willing enough to go and see, to see if it's really true, if God really is here. Now, you came here because you expected to find the newborn Christ. And I pray that you do. I pray that you find the Prince of Peace and Eucharist and prayer and song, that you find light and darkness and the splendor and majesty of a beautiful newborn baby. Christ does show up here. In the early service, we already placed him in the crèche. And we already put him in the tabernacle. And he's already been here. He shows up. But I wouldn't be surprised that when you left and went out that door, that you might also find him in unexpected and new ways. Perhaps birthed in dark alleys or born into nasty muck of your lives or present when you are the most downtrodden. Because he's also going to show up out there in the dark, in the uncomfortable, in the smelly places of our lives. He's going to show up there because that's his birthplace. And he's going to keep showing up over and over again because that's what God's done since the very beginning. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, always there. So tonight, let's take a cue from the shepherds. Let's look and see and discover and go and investigate and question and ponder and trek to see. Is he really there? Did he show up here?